Good morning, Peninsula Hope Church, or good evening whenever you're watching this. If you were able to join us on Zoom, I mentioned that I had kind of a bonus point to the sermon this week, but since we weren't able to cover that in our Zoom gathering, I wanted to record it for you, as I think it's important to take a look at some of the things we can do to apply what was in this week's sermon. If you've watched the sermon already, you know that we are in a series called What Child Is This? And last week we talked about Jesus being the wonderful counselor, or a wonder of a counselor. And this week we talked about Mighty God, that second name that we see in the prophecy that Isaiah had in Isaiah 9:6. And this week it's Mighty God, or El Gabor. And what El Gabor means, it's mighty warrior. And in the sermon I talked about several of the things that a mighty warrior does with this child, what Jesus would do and what he's done for us. One, he fights for us. Two, he protects us. And three, he provides for us. But in this, and I use the example of ancient warrior leaders or warrior kings, I use the example of that in my sermon. As we think of this, the people that the warriors protected, there were things that they needed to do. Ultimately, they needed to submit to the leadership of their warrior kings or their leaders. And so in this case, we need to take a look at what do we as Christians, how do we submit to the leadership of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the mighty warrior? And so there's a couple of things we can do. I'm going to name off five things, and I have some supporting scripture for them. The first thing is we need to be part of the kingdom. If Jesus is protecting and providing and fighting for his kingdom, in order for us to experience those blessings, that protection, the provision, and him fighting for us, we need to be part of the kingdom. Mark 1, verses 14 through 15, in the ESV, it says, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" So we need to be part of the kingdom to experience the blessings from the mighty warrior, Jesus Christ. We also need to be obedient. Isaiah 1:19, also in the ESV, it says, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." So we need to be obedient to Jesus Christ. The third thing is we need to learn more about him. And we do this through reading the Bible, through listening to sermons, and studying. That's how we learn more about Jesus Christ. The fourth thing, we need to share stories about him and tell others. This is what happened in medieval times with kings. Their stories would be written and shared with others so people would hear about their greatness. It's the same thing with Jesus Christ. We need to share about what he's done for us so others will hear about him and they can learn about him and they can acknowledge him as their Lord and Savior as well. Acts 28:31 in the ESV, it says, "Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." So that's what we need to do. We need to go tell others about Jesus Christ and his kingdom, the kingdom of God. And the final thing is we need to be loyal and committed. If we are his servants or we're his subjects of the kingdom of God, we need to be loyal and committed to him. This means serving him only. It means letting go of our desires and desiring God's will above everything else. And it means following him. Just like the warrior kings, sometimes the people that they were protecting, sometimes they would have to pick up arms and they would have to go and fight as well. They would have to fight for their king. So we need to follow God. We need to serve him. Matthew 22, verse 37, the ESV, it says, "And he said to him, 'You shall love your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind.'" We need to serve God. We need to follow him. We need to love him with all of our being. I hope that encourages you guys to take a look at what it means that we serve a mighty warrior, this warrior king, Jesus Christ. Again, as we head into this Christmas season, I pray that each and every week you understand, you realize, and you appreciate the amazing gift that Jesus is, that he is our wonderful counselor. And this week we learn that he is mighty God. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, I pray that your word would penetrate our hearts. Help us to serve you. Help us to trust you. You that fight for us, you that protect us, you that provide for us. We love you so much, God. Thank you so much for your son. We pray this in your name. Amen. Hey, we love you guys. We hope you have a blessed week. God bless.